the rest of the story. MASH, Mobile Army Surgical Hospital, MASH unit. The personnel could hear the sounds of battle. That's how close they were to the front. Yet, shutting the noise of death out of their ears as best they could, they continued to work, mending the hideous wounds of war, pulling as many as possible back from the brink of eternity. Amid the seemingly endless procession of casualties, time becomes unreal. Even day and night fade into a blurry gray. So nobody recalls when that one particular soldier was brought in from battle, but nobody ever forgot him. And that is the rest of the story. The prognosis was immediately clear to the Army surgeons. With such a skull fracture, the soldier could not possibly survive. They were quiet for a moment, knowing that time spent on a hopeless case might be used to save other lives. But one of the surgeons refused to give up. If they could only open the skull to relieve the pressure on the brain and then remove the bone fragments and the debris, the soldier might have a chance. He certainly had nothing to lose. Another surgeon was incredulous. Brain surgery on the battlefield? This was a patch them up and send them out unit, not a high-tech hospital. But the other Army surgeon, and maybe more, we do not know for certain, grew determined to operate on the soldier with a skull fracture. They would use a new and delicate technique. They would bore tiny, closely adjoining holes in a circular pattern extending to the internal lamina, and then, using a sharp surgical instrument, the perforations were connected until a circular section had been removed from the skull. As the surgeons continued this procedure, others in the unit converged to observe, because they knew, as we know now, medical history was being made. Yes, the soldier survived. That soldier completely recovered, and I'm going to interrupt myself right here for a little explanation. Everything that you have just heard, we have not learned firsthand. But we have pieced the information together, and it is, I promise, based on reliable evidence. We have filled in some blanks as far as technique is concerned. But this much is certain: that this delicate, first-of-a-kind brain surgery was performed, and successfully, on a soldier whose name nobody will ever know, because it was many, many long years ago. Now, it's tempting to imagine that the only substantial advancements in the field of medicine have occurred in modern times. But now we realize that once upon a wartime, Army surgeons were opening the human skull, and with surprising skill, and using various surgical techniques, and for specific medical purposes, and that they performed these same procedures hundreds of times. Hundreds of times that we know of, and with a survival rate of almost 100%. On the battlefields of ancient Peru, 10,000 years before Christ was born. Now you know the rest of the story.